Water is a very important substance, one of the most important. We need it to live and to be sustained in life. And it's a very powerful force as well. It can be greatly life-giving or greatly destructive. We're reminded of the power of water today on a rainy day like today. And yet, in spite of how powerful water is for us, Christ is still more powerful. He too sustains us in creation in an even greater way than water does. For he created us and sustains us in creation by his love, because he loves us. We all have desires. And Isaiah reminds us of this today. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come receive grain and eat, and so on. But our desires can only be satisfied by God. The world, although there's a great desire there, cannot satisfy our desires. That's why people are so distressed now, because they're continually looking for things that will satisfy the desires. But as humans do, we look in all the wrong places. For God is the only one who can satisfy those desires. He who longs to satisfy them, who longs to transform us, as he transformed the waters at his baptism. We long to draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. And thus we are confident. We are able to say, God is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. Because with God on our side, we have no reason to fear. Even though the world tries to give us reasons to be afraid, if we are firmly settled on God, founded on God, then we have no reason to fear. For again, he loves us and he gives himself up for us. In the baptism of the Lord, the second person of the Holy Trinity comes down to earth into the nastiness of our creation in order to sanctify us. I was privileged to go to the Holy Land and to see the Jordan River where he was baptized. And I think we have images of what the Jordan would look like in our mind. I always thought it would be a very big, beautiful, clean river. No, it is quite the opposite. It's a small kind of creek, very dirty, nasty, muddy water, very shallow, and kind of in the middle of a desert. And that's significant because Christ, the King of all creation, came down into one of the lowest places on earth, below sea level, and submersed himself in that nasty water in order to be on our level, even lower than our level, and thereby to sanctify us, to sanctify creation, to strengthen us through that. He didn't need to be baptized. It was a baptism of repentance, and he, of course, had no sin. But as he often does, he proves an example for us, an example of how to offer ourselves to him, to repent of our sins, to cleanse ourselves, and then to cross the Jordan in order to do work, to begin our ministry, just as he began his after this momentous occasion. For just as Joshua and the Israelites crossed the Jordan into the Promised Land, Christ did the same at his baptism, crossed the same direction in order to begin his ministry to the Jews. And so we must do the same, to go out and do ministry for him, to proclaim his name and his teachings, his love. On the cross, when his side was pierced with the lance, blood and water flowed out. Not just blood, but blood and water, as John tells us today. This was significant because it acknowledged baptism and the Eucharist, of course, foreshadowing to that. And thus, the church was born out of his sacred side. He gave his life to bring her into existence so that we could know his love. And the Spirit completes that. At Pentecost, the Spirit descended upon us. But even before that, now at the baptism of the Lord, the Holy Spirit makes himself manifest to us. Christ in the waters with John, the Holy Spirit descending upon him like the dove, and the voice of the Father, "This is my beloved Son." The Holy Trinity is manifest to us, as we mentioned at the Epiphany. God shows himself to us in ways that are powerful, but ways that we can understand, ways that we can see him. And he continues to do the same now. Christ comes down to us to meet us in the mire of creation. The Spirit descends upon us, especially at our confirmation, but even after that, continuing to work his wonders, his gifts in us. And the God the Father speaks to us in prayer and in the occurrences of life. He speaks to us through others. The Trinity is active in our life. He doesn't just put us into creation and then let us go by ourselves. No, he is continuously active in our life. And so that is why the commandments are so important for us. To follow those commandments, to live those commandments. Because he knows far better than we do. And we can trust in him. Again, be confident in him. That he who has created us will not leave us to our own devices, but come down to us to transform us, to bring us to what he wants us to be. And so that requires us being open to him, and to have that spirit of discernment, constantly coming to him in prayer with our decisions, big, little, always talking to God in prayer. And that is what prayer is, conversation with God. So maintain that common life of prayer, both individually and with family and friends. Because when two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. And so we are thankful that he has come down to sanctify creation, and he will continue to guide us. And so let us spend this year in great service to him, proclaiming his name. And by the power of the Holy Spirit that he has given us, we may go out and spread his teachings, his love throughout the world, recalling the waters of baptism and the blood of the Eucharist, as well as the spirit of confirmation that strengthens us always.